Turn your tax refund into a new garage door at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Increase your home's value with a new Ideal garage door. From traditional to modern, Menards has a garage door to enhance your home's appearance. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door design program. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
So excited!
KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station. ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. All present and accounted for. Hollywood has switched chairs and studios, and he's behind the glass ready to kick more ass for the next 3 hours as Nick Sciarra has put down the golden microphone that he's brought into the studio, and he will be with us for the next three. What's up, Nicholas?
What up, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Good, man. Great energy. Loved listening to you on the way in.
Good. Thanks, man. Yep. Appreciate it.
How'd it go, Nick Palillo?
It was fun. Nick Palillo.
I like it.
Nick
Palillo.
You know what?
A lot of people have stage names in entertainment and radio. I think Nick Palillo's got a little bit of kick to it.
Has a ring to it.
You might be able to use his name to kind of help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might be like, hey, you know who my dad is? Charlie Palillo.
I wouldn't go that far, sir.
Jake Asman would
Nick
fight
Palillo.
You for that title.
is Jake shoved pretty far up Charlie's butt?
Oh, my God. So far, he can't see the sun. I'm telling you, man.
I mean, it was me that kind of, you know, started the whole, he's the unclaimed son.
Love child of Charlie.
Oh, yeah. You started that?
Yeah, I did start that because they're both from New York. They're both short. They're both tiny.
They both have.
Their voice projects pretty loud.
Where was Charlie today?
I don't know.
Just off?
I guess.
He whatever deal Sean Salisbury had for vacation days, Charlie got.
Yeah. Uh-huh. As long as your days on are not surpassed by your days off.
Y'all thought I missed a lot of show.
Well, you guys are neck and neck.
Shut your mouth.
It's like the camel races all over again.
No.
And you guys are both, you know, you guys can both fill that jockey role, and it's just whoever finishes strong at the end.
You're not cool. I don't like you.
You know, you can book a couple events right before the end of the year, and you can catch them.
I hate you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one of those deals. And Nick, you kind of planted the seed, and then it was during Astros playoffs, and the first kind of interactions with Jake was at Minute Maid. And I was like, oh, my God, he's a little Palillo. But then when you talk to him, he thought Charlie hung the moon.
Oh, boy.
Yep, created the clouds, and then along the way parted the Red Sea. I mean, and I was like, so have you met him yet that you feel this way? He's like, no, not yet, but I'm sure looking forward to it. I was like, oh, my God, this New York thing.
Jake is from New York. Did he also go to Syracuse?
No, he did not.
Oh, because that would be the ultimate.
Ithaca
College. Yep. He's from Long Island. He went to Ithaca College, and I just thought his approach towards radio was so similar. He didn't want to be under the shadow of Charlie Palillo, and I was just teasing him. But, yeah, they're very similar in their approach, in my opinion.
Okay.
Jake Asman disagrees.
I agree. And they kind of like being the whole Han Solo thing. They like doing it all by themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you like being by yourself without us? You hated
it,
right?
It was fun. It was.
Oh, you son of a...
It was really fun, man, because I got to talk... I was talking to Raheel about this on the air because I brought him on for a segment. And I was just like, man, you get to talk about what you want to talk about. And then when the show is over, you're like, God, there was so much more that I wanted to say. So I feel like a 2-hour program is perfect in the event that you're going solo.
You don't think you'd do 3 though? And be a little more difficult?
Maybe. It'd be a little, it definitely would be a little bit more difficult, but.
You really got to do your homework on 3 by yourself.
I think I did a 3 once on Sunday.
You did one with me.
Yeah, without shock.
Well,
right?
You were solo. Well, right. You were solo. Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember it being not fun.
It's literally because people don't get it.
No, I mean, it was
you can
it was
feel
fun,
exhausted.
But...
You can feel exhausted if it's only you for 3 hours, and especially if you don't have interviews lined up and a lot of different, and there's not a lot of things in the hopper.
Yeah,
you really got to dig deep. That's what I'm saying. You got to do your homework. Like, you've got to do extra prep. You've got to have like all these different things at the at your disposal.
I need somebody to make fun of, so I would not. I mean, my producer, whoever it would be, would have to be.
Yeah. And Raheel was kind of saying that, too. He wants someone to kind of give him crap and make fun of and bounce ideas off. And it's not necessarily for anybody or for everybody. I just definitely wanted to try it because I've done solo shows on our sister network, on SB Nation Radio Network. This was my first solo show on ESPN 97.5. Thankful for the opportunity, and it was a bunch of fun. And what better producer than Jose Partida? So I was
going to ask, did he produce?
He absolutely
was he good? Produced. Was he good for you? Did he do a good job?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
I mean, he's the Charlie Polillo producer, so.
Yeah, well.
You know.
So is everybody else, apparently.
It says something.
Wow.
Well, I mean, we've been here 2 years and have one producer. Charlie's been here 6 months and has had three.
He's been there longer than that.
Whatever.
Yeah, he's definitely
don't
had,
take this from me, Joel.
He's had musical chairs in the production room. I can see that.
Yeah, don't take this from me.
As long as he gets to pick the music, then they can play musical chairs because he does everything. When I say he does his homework, he does everything from like the bump music he wants on segments.
Really? He gets to choose?
Yeah, like he would pick for
what
certain
the
segments.
Hell?
Well, Charlie gets to, he chooses.
What?
Like, when he has like certain takes that he wants, then he'll ask for a music bed. It's not all the time.
Okay, I hate everything about you. I want everything. I hate everything about you. Out on this break.
You don't.
I'm demanding this.
Music choices are not allowed on this program, sir.
I'm sorry.
Nope.
Nick like got overused on that. Nick was a personal DJ when we first got this whole thing started.
Yeah.
With people.
I feel like my demands need to be met.
I don't know.
That's way back Wednesday. Then they are. You
get
to pick your own hour.
Whatever song you want on Way Back Wednesday, I absolutely will play it.
Yeah.
On Tuesday,
not right.
On Monday, absolutely not. Thursday, Friday, no.
This is not right. I don't like this.
Well, what's shocking about that? Most days we have at least a couple
of
those.
I want to demand a song and have it. Why are the lights down here, by the way? I just looked at the TV screen.
Did you do that because you don't want to be seen or what? Because all of a sudden.
I felt like it was dark. I was like, man,
was your dumb face on the camera the whole time?
It was.
Ooh.
I was like making. I was telling Jose, hey, make sure you get that video feed. Make sure you turn that thing on.
So you can see my sexy face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why neither one of them are working, but definitely it looks like we're doing it from the basement.
Yeah, it looks kind of creepy.
Yeah, like I didn't realize how dark it was until I sat in there and then I looked at the TV screen.
Like it's a casting couch situation almost.
Plus you're wearing a black or like a dark blue jacket. I can't tell.
Who?
You.
See, I have the black jacket on and Barry has a dark green jacket.
It's olive.
Yeah. I can't tell.
Army green, olive green.
Well, the light is like
we both have on bomber jackets.
Yeah, I was going to say, am I Mav and your goose? Or what are we doing here, Iceman? I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Where's the polo?
Oh, they're all here, and I broke into Nick during a break to prove to him. I not only brought one, I brought three, so he had a choice of a long sleeve that I could wear. I had two short sleeves. I had the Tiger Woods Nike. I have one that still has the tags on it and the brag. I've never worn it before, so I brought them.
Okay. So you're going to put one on?
I can.
I mean, that was the whole point, right?
I don't know. I'm more comfy in the jacket, but I can because I already had to wear a suit for a video.
Oh, what was your video?
The fact that, I don't know, and we can talk about it now or later or anytime.
Well, I just asked.
Yeah, I mean, I hate doing this, but I did it because it had Houston ties. Skip Bayless was at it again yesterday, mm-hmm. and he went out on the show, and he said that he was making the comparison because Shannon Sharp had said that Dirk is the second best international player in the history of the NBA behind Hakeem.
Okay.
And Skip said, not only is Manu Ginobili better than Dirk, Manu is better than Hakeem.
Oh,
and
no.
And I went, okay, now you've gone too far.
He's not even better than either one of those
right.
guys.
Right. And so I decided to write an article and just prove him wrong by just going, let's skip all of the, all the kind of, just because I'm Skip Bayless thing. Mm-hmm. Let's just get down to brass tacks and stats.
Oh,
and
show my
you,
God.
And just show you how absolutely ridiculously stupid that take looks.
Nice. And that's on SportsMap right now?
SportsMap right now.
I like it.
Check it out. I mean, he's always said he's not the Spurs fan. He's the Cowboys fan.
He's a big Dallas fan. Yeah,
that's what it was. Because Michelle Beal is the
she's
the Spurs
diehard
fan.
Spurs fan.
Okay.
When she's not at the bar.
I didn't know if he was a Spurs fan. I was like, is he saying this because he's a Spurs fan? I don't remember if Skip is a Spurs fan.
And I loved Shannon's response, too, because Shannon was just like,
I'm going to throw you out the building.
Skip, if you want to do that in the privacy of your own home and it's just you and you, Skip, that's one thing. But if you're going to come out in the public and you're going to tell people that and be claiming that, Skip, you're way offline.
So you wrote an article about it.
So I wrote an article about it. And then the video today was kind of more or less about what everybody's been talking about with the Fox Sports or whichever website you look at. Is Houston one of the worst sports teams and towns for football?
Gotcha. Okay. I thought you were going to do the video about the article.
I wanted to, and they said, let's do this one first because they wanted to get play off of that.
If you did the Shannon Sharp.
I thought about it.
No,
yeah.
Don't. Please don't. You'll catch so much heat.
Yeah, I would. I probably would.
Because it sounds like he's got a speech impediment. Well, please, I'm saying for your own benefit.
I think it sounds kind of like him when I do it.
No,
I
mean, it's a good impression. I feel like you would catch a lot of heat.
Well, you know that if you're when you do impersonations, it, you have to exaggerate
gotta
a little bit.
You got to commit to it. Yes. So if you're going to do it right. You know, blackface and everything.
No, no. And I'm not running for governor of Virginia anytime soon either. No. Is that why the lights are out? Stop it. We're not doing all that.
Oh, come on. If you're going to do it, Joel.
It's nice knowing you, sir.
Yeah,
bye,
exactly.
Barry. Bye, Felicia.
Why me?
Well, if I did it, it'd be by Joel and Art.
Exactly. It's not me. I'm just saying if you're going to do it right.
The soup ladle over here is going to stir the pot and then serve it up and let me go down. That's the way it goes down.
I mean, you know, I do what I can.
I know. I don't appreciate that, but you know, it is
okay.
What it is.
I was talking to Jerome about something, and he's the same way. He tried to convince me to do something similar, like an impression. And I was like, I'm not doing blackface, Jerome. It's not going to happen. You're just trying to get me. That's literally all he does is try to get me in trouble with the black community.
You know who else is like that with just any community?
AJ.
Granato.
Oh, well, that
Granato
too.
Is a huge
both
one.
Of those guys.
Like, if Granato can get a good beef going and stay completely clear
no
of it,
doubt.
He is all over it all day, every day.
No doubt.
Because Dell and Lance were getting into it pretty good today.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that was fun to listen to.
Little race riot thing going on? Black and white?
No.
Oh, it wasn't
no,
about
not
race?
Really like that. But, you know, they were pushing buttons. Which
oh,
they're
really?
Yeah, they were pretty good at really getting at each other a little bit.
All
so
right.
That
all
was
right.
fun.
Good deal.
Yeah, so we got a lot to talk about today. I mean, I don't know if...
This isn't the song I requested.
Because you...
I hate everything about
the song
you.
I requested.
The song that I wanted going out. We're going to have to talk about this.
See, it's already started, and we're just in the first segment.
I don't understand this.
So we've got, if you're going to do any Instagram videos on Instagram Live and tell people about things that you want to do and do differently, we're open to that, because Antonio Brown did last night.
Yeah, he did.
That
yeah,
was awkward and weird, and that situation keeps going and going. So plenty of things that we can talk about, and as always, you're welcome as a suspect to this show to join us on the HR&P Listener Line. We're at 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number. And, of course, on Twitter, it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is Funny. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Just getting started on The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Boys,
yes.
It always hits me when I make that announcement. It's Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, so you know what that means. Tomorrow is Way Back Wednesday. Let the conversations begin. Because, again, we will be Leonard Nimoy in search of a theme. Enjoy yourself, people. I'm out.
Since I can't have my song request filled, I'm not offering up any advice, so he's on his own.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought you requested Future, Mask Off.
Nope, you've got to come up with it, and I need it before I leave today. Ooh,
that's fine.
I don't care. Just whenever.
Wow, it demands on top of it, too.
I got to get one,
is
right?
Is Kirsten on the hotline, or are you just going to get
I
her
should.
By Twitter?
I should shoot her a text right now.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you hit her up on text, she'll respond. She's got time.
She's gallivanting around the country, right?
Like, yeah. She's back now, but yeah, she was out for work. Yep.
Good for her.
Mover and shaker. She's moving up with every week that passes.
Yeah,
good for her is right. Well, and she's teaching bars in Oklahoma, line dancing and other things.
I saw that.
Yeah, she's doing well.
I'm just going to say, I've been line dancing with Kirsten. She aight. She's aight.
Nick, now you know the saying.
That shot's fired.
I'm going to question her story about teaching an entire bar to line dance when she gets back.
It was probably three people, and they were drunk.
She was like, the drunk stumbling line dance is what she was doing.
Okay, but don't bite the hand that feeds you. Right. Because, you know, if you piss her off, she's not going to give you these great themes for Way Back Wednesday
anymore. That's true. I'm hoping she's not listening.
Somebody shot a shot at you, by the way.
When?
On the text line just now.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Yeah, guest songs of Way Back When would be songs that you can pick coming in and out of break. Nick can just learn from Tyler. You always take heat when Tyler...
Yeah, what makes me really, really mad is that Aaron was getting love for the music selection he got on Twitter yesterday. So now I'm just the one producer that just plays crap music.
Well, if you would have listened to me going out with I Hate Everything About You, you probably would have got some props.
I don't know if listening to your music selection is going to help the situation.
Well, where there's bad, there's good. There was a text that said, let Nick know he did a badass job today on Charlie's show.
Thank you. I didn't really look at the text line today, so I can only imagine.
Good for you.
Probably. I can only imagine what it looks like.
I just got a text that says Fart Palillo at 102. Yeah, of course. So I don't know where.
Well, there's a new Twitter account going to be created here anytime.
Barry, did you catch Nick's last segment? Talked about scenic views of lawns and gardens. You
did not.
Been proud.
Absolutely not.
Did you talk lawn and garden?
Did not happen.
No? I thought you talked scenic views of lawns and gardens.
Last segment was me talking about Jim Crane's ex-wife and how crazy she is.
Saw that clip?
I did. That's too. What I... Now, I saw the clip last night, and I saw it with Lisa's show. But at that point, they weren't identifying anything about the woman. And then Lisa came home and goes, you know that's Jim Crane's
ABC
ex-wife.
ABC did right away.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Because we saw it on Channel 13 eating dinner, and they were like, yeah, Jim Crane's ex-wife. I was like, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah. So apparently, like, that community is a very like photogenic community, and a lot of photographers and people like to take pictures in that community because it's such a beautiful neighborhood.
We've been there
so we
got
to tell people that are listening that maybe just tuned in that don't know what we're talking about. Jim Crane's wife was walking her dog, and by walking, I mean probably carrying her because
she wasn't. She literally pulled up in a Mercedes.
Oh, really?
She's driving around trying to stop people from doing photo shoots on her sidewalk.
She does that all the time.
Not even her sidewalk though.
It was not even in front of her house. And she does it all the time.
Yeah, it's not her sidewalk either. It was just a random sidewalk. But there was people taking pictures. What was the balloons? It was like birthday or something like that.
The little kid's 1 year birthday.
Yeah. And so they wanted to take pictures of it. And she walks up and tries to stop them and tried to slap the dude's phone out of his hand because he was recording her acting like a crazy lady. Like, what? Why?
So we've been.
If someone gets in my lawn, I'm going to go old man Clint Eastwood on and be like, yo, I spend a lot of time on that lawn. Get off of it.
Right, Clint. I got you.
But a random sidewalk that's not even on my street, if it was in front of my house, maybe? Not even there. But
even
still,
because we've been there. So we know the neighborhood well. It's over in the Rice area. We used to take our dogs there because you have the houses on either side of the street, and in the middle, the median is extremely large.
Right.
It has like a red brick pathway, and it has a bunch of trees that kind of create a natural bridge.
There's a lot of pictures from those
streets. It's really beautiful. Yeah. And so we used to walk the dogs, and you can walk several miles around the Rice U kind of area. But it's not anybody's property. Where they're saying they have control and she has jurisdiction to speak up is because their HOA manicures it and takes better care of
Get
it than the
here.
City. It still
That's
doesn't
so
mean
stupid.
It's yours. And no one gave you a little community badge that says you get to be the sheriff and you get to go police it.
Look, every neighborhood has an HOA. It doesn't give you individually a right to act like the neighborhood police.
Right.
Like our you have an HOA, but you're not going to walk up to somebody else and be like, hey, your garbage cans need to be put around the side. Get on the ground. You're under arrest. Nobody's doing that.
One of the reasons that made me mad the most, and I actually forgot to mention this in the last segment when I was filling in for Charlie Palillo, was a part of her motivation for doing this was that this was causing the property value to go down.
How is that?
Because she's hurting for money with the $30 million settlement she got from the divorce she had with Jim Crane in 2015. She's worried about property value.
$30 million?
That was the settlement, according to Houston Chronicle, $30 million 2015 when the divorce was complete. And she's worried about her property value going down in that neighborhood.
In that neighborhood, it ain't ever going anything but up. That is a high hoity-toity neighborhood.
She has nothing else to do. She's alone. She's divorced. She's got a lot of money. So now she's got to pick on people.
Can't even afford shoes because she was out running around barefoot. Didn't have the dog on a leash. And you know what? I like what the couple did, too, because of the fact that they could have been intimidated. But they said they went to her. Herman Park. They want to just mind their business. They had a professional photographer. It's their child's 1 year birthday. And Herman Park had some stuff going on and it wasn't conducive. So the photographer and everybody said, oh, I know an area close, kind of getting the same kind of views. Yeah. So they went over there, minding their own business, not knocking on doors or parking on lawns or anything like that. And then she's taking like open-handed swings at his phone.
I'm telling you what, if she would have made contact, that's
I wouldn't have. I'm saying. I wouldn't even said she hit my phone.
$30 million would have been cutting
exactly.
I slapped the dog out of her hand. You try to slap the phone out of my
hand.
Slap
the dog out of.
Yeah, she was holding her
dog. Why you always got to take it to another level?
I'm just saying.
Always got to be violent.
You try to slap my phone and you're holding a dog. I'm gonna try to slap your dog. I may not slap you because you're a lady, but I'll slap your dog.
So now you want to beat people with golf clubs and slap dogs?
And then we're gonna have PETA calling the show.
The golf club thing was just for the golf course, not in general. I'm not advocating people just go around beating people.
You
with
just
golf
want
clubs.
Everybody to
but
just get knocked out.
If an old rich crazy lady slaps the mess out of you and she's holding a dog, slap the dog. Don't slap her because then you can still sue her for physical assault. But slap the dog.
So once Pete is done, done with Big Boy in the fur coat and Super Bowl, they're coming right to our show talk about Barry wanting to slap the dog.
Well, it's you know what, fair is fair. You slap my phone. I love my phone as much
fair.
As you. I love my phone as much as you love your dog. What's wrong with that? And plus, you probably...
Barry, you let your phone give you wet kisses?
Do
you
let of you, course
do you kiss
I
your
do.
Phone?
It's
do
such
you?
A good boy.
You?
He was such a good boy.
See? Now, okay, now start believing it.
Of course I do. That's a crazy woman, though. Anybody that would walk around barefoot in the neighborhood holding their dog, you know they're a crazy lady.
It's not the first time she's done it. Apparently, ABC 13 had a follow-up. She does. This is a part of her, this is a challenge for her. This is a goal to stop people taking pictures.
I remember reading
community.
About or hearing about something about this prior, but I didn't know if it was the same person. I can't say honestly that I remember it being her, but I remember this happening in the past. Unless I was just having deja vu, but I seem to recall like, oh my gosh, this has happened before where somebody has gone crazy about people getting off the sidewalks and not using it to take pictures.
Yeah, I get it if it's your lawn, if it's your driveway, if it's your sidewalk, if it's your property. I get all that, right? But the median is just, I just don't think you have jurisdiction over that. You need to slow down.
No, it's deemed public. The city of Houston has already said that. Anybody can go into that neighborhood, take pictures. If they're on the sidewalk, that is deemed public by the city of Houston. Yeah. Even if you own that house, it does not matter. So you cannot get them to stop taking pictures. Now, if you're standing in somebody's garden or flower bed, that's a little much and a little creepy.
Every sidewalk is public. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Like, right. Francine Neely didn't, because if you look at that video, she was trying she was literally grabbing their property, moving it off the sidewalk onto the grass, which is probably considered the private. She's just out of her mind. She's just absolutely insane.
And speaking of sidewalks, the one thing that I don't like even in my neighborhood, but I haven't made a deal about it, is the people that have those kind of half circle driveways, but they cross a sidewalk, and there's still plenty of room in the driveway, but yet they leave more than half their car completely blocking the sidewalk. So if I'm walking the dog, I got to go out in the street just to get around it. I shouldn't have to do all that.
No, and it's petty. But let me finish.
I see the look on your face like you've done this.
I'm the same way. I get so mad when I go running.
Yes.
And there's a car and you're like, bro, you could have just pulled up 5 more feet and I wouldn't have to run through your grass and the mud and step in dog crap and puddles if you would have just pulled up 5 more feet. But what are you going to do?
If Nick would have cleaned up the dog crap, you could have eliminated that.
Maybe if it's the same house, I might, on the bumper a little bit as I run by if they do it all the time. Maybe just a little spit. Not a lot. I don't do that. I say I could.
Okay, Chris Paul. Because now we're going to have surveillance cameras with Barry going as he walks by cars.
Hey, that was Rajon Rondo that spit at Chris Paul.
I will say I have been.
But I'm saying because he saw it.
Have you ever done anything like that on like a car that maybe parks too close to you in a parking lot? Yeah, I will spit on their door handle. I'm not going to lie. I have done that before.
I've not only.
If you got too close to my car and like I can't even get in and it
I don't
takes
even
me
know.
Forever,
I need to stop aggravating
I'll spit on your door handle.
Because you know what my car looks like.
Yeah, I'll spit on your door handle just because. But most of the time, other people, it's because they park too close.
See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
I used to have...
Do what you got to do.
A little printer pad paper
angry.
Of Mickey Mouse flipping you the bird with the little write-up that says, hey,
I got one of those
a-hole.
Before.
Why don't you show consider possible?
I literally got one of those before.
It is possible.
Hey, guys, right now, I want to tell you about Vortex because we are coming up on probably 6 weeks left in the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. And one of the sponsors of that is Vortex. And they have a great special for you right now. If you want to try out Vortex to see if it's for you, if you want to get in shape, I think you're going to love this place. But take advantage of the special. For $40, you get unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week at 1707 West Gray. That's where Vortex is located. They've got two kind of classes for you. They've got the rumble classes, which is boxing, and the ride classes, which is the spin class. You're going to love either one of them because they're a full-body workout, 45 minutes, no waiting around for machines that aren't open because there's a bunch of dudes sitting on there taking selfies, and they don't wipe it down because they're nasty and hairy and sweaty. You don't have to deal with any of that. You show up, they got tons of lockers for you. They got great locker rooms. Put your stuff in your locker. You grab your gloves. If you're doing the spin class, they got shoes for you. You don't even have to bring equipment. They've got everything for you to do either class. So you show up, put your stuff up, you work out for 45 minutes, done. Grab you a juice from the refuel station on your way out, you're good to go. All of that, you in and out in less than an hour easily. And I'm including the time it takes to get dressed and get undressed and everything else. You're going to love the place. It's first class. The athletes that train you are top-notch. They know what they're doing. We've had Trey on the show to talk boxing, so he knows it. But he also knows how to get you in shape and motivate you while you're doing it. So check them out. It's Vortex. 1707 West Gray is where they're located. 281-501-3094 is the number. 281-501-3094 or online at vortextexas.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. Half hour into the show, text lines going nuts already, as you guys might suspect. Somebody suggested that Joel's Shannon Sharp voice must go on. It's really impressive. I think we all agree with that. And then somebody else said, glad the suspects are on and I can listen to you on my lunch break. We love you. Thank you. I agree, Barry. I love my phone too. It gives me porn. So we have that. Nick, I don't know why you texted the show. You could have just said that.
Do you have a name for your phone? Because if it's like Nick and I, we have names for our dogs. So if you love your phone like we love our dogs, you should have a name like Pookie Bear or Pinkie Pie.
Or just Reggie. Let's call him Reggie.
Reg?
Yeah, Reggie. Hey, I think Raheel got harassed last year over taking pictures with his fam. Is that true? Because like I said, I remember something happening. We need to find out if it was Raheel. That would be...
I'll ask him right now.
Yeah.
He's down the hall.
You don't have to ask him. He heard this. He's on his way down.
So yeah, we said his name twice. It will just appear magically. And just so we're clear, I'm not the only one that does mean things to people's cars that park too close. Joel said he had the Mickey Mouse sticky nose. Somebody said, I rubbed the pink eye I had on someone's door handle because they parked so close, I couldn't get in my car at the pharmacy getting the eye drops.
How you gonna...
Bro, you out here really spreading dirty. Pink eye?
How you gonna spread pink eye, bro?
You out here spreading your pink eye.
Now, I've also been the recipient of it.
That is awesome. Way to go. What I'm talking about.
So we'll call it parking violence. I've been the recipient of it too. I had to take my neighbor one time to the store, and the person next to me was like taking forever to get out of a spot, and we were waiting for the spot, and we pulled in, and she's an elderly lady, so I had to go around and help her out and everything like that. We went in the store. When we came back out, I looked at my car, and I go, they keyed my car.
Who did?
And
the people you were waiting on?
So the people that were, thought that I shouldn't have honked waiting for the spot because they were.
Really?
Yeah, and they ended up keying my door.
Ooh.
That's and I was bleep. Like, I could go to surveillance. I could make this a whole big deal, yeah. but I'm going to be the bigger man. But boy, it was hard. I was
Yeah. So I said, next time, just leave a note on the car who parked too close to your vehicle and just say, make it say, sorry for the damage I did to your car. Then just move to a new location and record the reaction of those a-holes. It's priceless to watch them look around their car to see what happens.
That's pretty good.
That is funny.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's pretty good for sure. Okay, so we'll continue to roll. Breaking news of the day that came up during Nick's show before ours, but maybe the first domino has fallen because in baseball, one of the two big names is no longer a free agent. Manny Machado has agreed to a 10-year, $300 million deal with the San Diego Padres.
Crazy. First of all, second richest contract in history. Of baseball, Giancarlo Stanton obviously got the largest at $325 million, but that was for 13 years. So as far as per year goes, Machado breaks the bank getting $30 million a year. Do you think he's worth it is my first question to you.
I don't. But again, I think, and I'm not going to be get off my lawn guy in this case for the simple standpoint that I could say, well, I think all salaries in baseball are too high. Look, if you can get yours, go get it. But I just think that when you look at all the different elements of what he brings to the table, is the potential there? Yes. Have the results been there? Eh. And then you start factoring in whether he really wanted to step on the first baseman's Achilles or slid to stir it up at second base. He's got a little a-hole in him too, but not in a good way. If you're a football player and you got a little a-hole in you, that's great. If you're a baseball player and you're doing those kind of things, I'm not a big fan of that either. So I'd say no.
That part of it, I mean, if he's on your team, you don't care. You know, if he's being a jerk to another team, okay.
Also, right.
If he steps on the, you know, he's a Padre. If he steps on the heel,
he's Patrick Beverly.
Yeah. If he's doing that to a Giant or a Dodger, you don't care. Whatever. Right. That's fine. I mean, numbers wise, 282 career hitter, 37 home runs twice in his career, and he'll hit 33, but those numbers have kind of fallen off a little bit. He hasn't even played in 100 games in the last, he hasn't had 100 RBIs in just the 1 year, 2018. So he's had 95, 96, but he had 107 RBIs in 2018, and that's it. So when you look at a guy that you're giving $30 million a year to, one thing you want is, can he put up big numbers? Sure, he's hit 30 home runs. Four times in his career, but he's only at 100 RBIs.
Consistency, right? That's part of it.
And then the 282 average, I don't worry as much about average nowadays because guys, it's the three outcome era, and it's guys that you look at OPS. Does he get on base? And he does get on base at a good clip. I think last year over 350. It's tough to say defensively, though. That's the one thing I don't think people talk about when they talk about Machado enough is how he is defensively, how good he is defensively.
He is. But here's what I don't like.
I just wouldn't have paid the dude $30 million.
I wouldn't either.
I don't think I would pay Bryce Harper $30
million. I wouldn't either based on, again, consistency. Bryce Harper has all the ability to go out and bring up. We always talk about on this show falling back to the mean. When you fall back to the mean, that means you are what your average over time says you are, not one big breakout season or guys that knew it was Ricky Henderson was famous for this. When it was a contract year, Ricky blew stats off the – just out of the roof, off the – the charts. And then all of a sudden, once he got comfortable, he was like, went out a little more, worked out a little less.
Well, here's the thing. So $30 million a year for 10 years. I did read that there's an opt-out in year five, but I don't know who it says it's for. It doesn't say if the Padres can opt out after year five or if he has the right to opt out of the contract after year five.
I would be very surprised if the team had the opt-out ability because of the fact that when you're locked in, you're locked in. But if a player can get a better deal, they have the ability to opt out.
But here's the thing to think about, and I totally agree with you. It makes sense that it would be the player's option to opt out.
Right.
But if the market were dictating that no one's going to pay you this money, that you're getting, I mean, the Padres had the largest offer at $240. If you're not able to get the money you thought you would get throughout this entire free agent market, then all of a sudden somebody says, okay, we'll do 30 a year for 10 years, but we want the right after five to be able to opt out because these kind of contracts are scary.
No agent would agree to that simply because you're taking money back off the table for your client. And it's different.
But keep in mind this. Most baseball players peak at 28. He's 26 right now. So he will still be physically in his peak condition at 5 years.
At five years,
into the contract. So the likelihood of opting out isn't
But that's why it's always in the player's favor. Like, we are giving you a great deal.
Yeah.
But in the rare case, or if not, hey, look, we want to pay you what you're worth. So after five, if you're blowing it off the charts again and you're doing great things and blowing it up and you're grossly underpaid, because we look at how many guys go back. Antonio Brown's a perfect situation in football. But how many guys always went back to the tap the well and go, hey, I'm not one of the top three highest paid receivers anymore. Hey, I'm not the one of the top two as contracts, as you said, baseball players anymore. My numbers are great, but the market says I should be paid more.
Right.
So, look, I'm always the – and again, I am get off my lawn guy in the fact that when you sign a contract, you live up to it.
Yeah, but that doesn't work in either.
It doesn't. I mean, you look at the
baseball's
the
one spot where it's usually guaranteed. But, yeah, the NFL, you get teams that cut players early. You got guys that demand contract extensions or renegotiations.
Like when they said Matt Stafford at one point was the highest paid player in the NFL, and they're like, he's not the highest paid player in the NFL. He's just the next guy that got the contract at the right time.
There'll always be another one. Yeah. One thing that I also, I mean, first of all, if you're Eric Hosmer, you got to be ecstatic because you took a chance on the Padres. And again, I questioned last year when they signed Eric Hosmer, what's going on? Why would Eric Hosmer go to the Padres when they really had nothing else going for them as a team in a really tough division, too? So my question was, I wonder if this is a case where the Padres said, chill, it's not going to be a great year, we're rebuilding, but we are going to be active in the free agent market, and we're going to do everything we can to land some big names. There's two of them that are going to be available that we're really going to chase. You just wonder if that was part of the plan.
It's possible,
like,
because
the
rumor now is that when Nolan Arenado comes a free agent at the end of this coming season,
Padres
that he could be the third baseman. Machado is the shortstop. Hosmer's the first baseman.
It's crazy.
And now people are going to want to play in San Diego.
Absolutely. $474 million spent in free agency over the past two seasons because of Hosmer's $144 million deal. Two players.
For a team that was supposed to be rebuilding and not wanting to spend.
They're showing they're serious. Also, the one thing that I saw in the article that I read was how Kenny Williams, White Sox EVP, mm-hmm. was like, I'm stunned. I mean, they made a push. But, bro, you went about it the wrong way. You were out here trying to sign all of his buddies, all of his family and friends, thinking that you would get some sort of discount because he would want to play with him. That's a big gamble. How about you just pony up the money and then there's no – then you can go get his friends and family if you want to do that.
I can find love and friendship anywhere, but I can't find 300 mil. So
amen to that.
That means a lot. And you know what?
Amen
a lot of these teams also say, I'm sure they'll come back to us one more time when they have a better offer. Sometimes
you just take it.
And they get mad that you weren't the first to offer it up.
Hey, yeah. You know what? If you were willing to pay 300 million, you should have offered it.
All along, this team, right?
This team we negotiated, and that's where they settled. I negotiated with you, and you chose to sit pat. So
that's
a good
Kenny.
Point. It's a good
All
point.
Right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line. You can call that number, text that number, or hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. Therefore, it has to be ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back cruising along in hour number one of the three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hopefully you are taking us on the go wherever you are in your Tuesday. Other breaking news. Well, it seems like it's almost daily. We hear from Antonio Brown, but from the almost bizarro world of Antonio Brown, he was at it again last night. You and I had talked about the fact that he was out there doing a, you know, ask me whatever you want question and answer session the other night with fans and
people on Twitter.
Now, last night, while he's working out, he's doing an Instagram live where he is just spewing anything and everything that's on his mind coming out of his mouth.
Yeah. The one thing he says is, if you're a team, hit me up on my phone.
Yeah.
Who's doing what?
That's also tampering. He's under contract.
But that's not how, if he said, if your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
AB can't do no more unguarantees, so we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people. This is not for show. This is not to be cool. This is strictly to inspire you that no one can determine your destination but you. Why are you doing this on IG, first of all? This makes no sense to me. Second of all, you look like a weirdo. Just run this stuff through your agent, bro. Why are you out here acting a fool on social media? Handle this like a professional. You've already made an ass out of yourself on so many different occasions. I don't understand why this guy is doing this. If you want teams to take you serious, act seriously.
And the other thing is, after he went with that whole rant, did you hear about don't call me AB anymore?
Yes, this is so stupid.
I mean, don't call me, what is it, Thunder Chest?
I mean, Mr. Big Chest.
Or Mr. Big Chest.
Is okay? It because he was working out at the moment and he just, do you ever feel that? Or are you like,
James,
you know,
Harrison,
what?
I'd call you Mr. Big Chest. Guys that lift and play D-line or front seven or something like that, I could see you having a nickname like Mr. Big Chest.
Bro.
Antonio Brown?
Maybe he was working on his chest and he was like, yo, I'm swole right now. Call me Mr. Big. Because I know on leg days, I'm like, yo, call me Mr. Quad Dogs. Because I'm, you know, they're blowing up right now. I'm feeling it. That's so weird. Don't call me AB. Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Yeah.
That's
no
super
more
weird.
AB. Mr. Big Chest from now on.
That's super weird. If I'm a team, though, and there's been every team out there that needs a wide receiver, like the Lions and the Vikings and other teams are just like, oh, my God, they should really give this guy a look here. Well, I don't know that the Vikings necessarily need a wide receiver, but they would consider it, I'm sure. I saw an article from a Vikings writer that was like, they need to get him. But if you're a team that needs a wide receiver, are you looking this and looking at what he's done this week and last week and thinking to yourself, well, there's a stable individual that would be great
in the locker room.
I'm thinking, I don't want that kook in my locker room. He's a wackadoo. He's a crazy man. Why would I want that guy in my locker room?
And from a team's perspective, they look no further than past precedents of Terrell Owens and going, next thing this guy's going to be doing sit-ups in his driveway and telling everybody that his quarterback threw up in a huddle and that, you know, throwing popcorn in his face and stomping on the star. I don't need that kind of sideshow, no matter how good you are. Because you know what? When the conversation started about what's this guy worth for a team that's interested, like, say, the Niners,
right?
A lot of people said, they might be able to get a first out of this guy because his production is just so high. But now with all of this sideshow stuff, they're saying a third round might be high.
And, you know, I mentioned it before, but he is basically taking all the power from the Steelers too, because now he met with the owner and they agreed that it's time to part ways. So they're going to pursue a trade. But guess what? You are really limited on what you can get now because teams know that you've got to get rid of this
guy. He's got to go. Right?
So they're like, like you said, maybe not a first rounder. One, he's crazy, and he's a cancer in the locker room. And two, or three, I guess that would be crazy cancer. And you're desperate now. You've got to make a move. So I'm holding all the cards at this point if I want to negotiate.
Yeah, so as Barry said, after the crazy live Instagram deal last night, he does meet with Mr. Rooney, the owner of the Steelers, this morning and tweets out, had a great meeting with Mr. Rooney today. We discussed a lot of things, cleared the air on several issues. We both agreed it's time to move on, but I'll always appreciate and have gratitude towards the Rooney family and the Steelers organization. Well, that,
good luck.
Like you said, that just seals the deal that from a Steelers perspective, we aren't getting anywhere close to what we want.
Here's another quote from his tirade. I think I done everything. What y'all think? What's left for me to do? Win a Super Bowl? Hey, got to be the right team for that, right? Who wants smoke? I've got a lot of fuel built up. When this fuel turns to smoke, hope you're in shape. Hope you're ready to go the distance. I'm telling you, I'm ready to go 36 rounds like a heavyweight. You heard? I don't think you watch boxing, bro. There's no 36 rounds.
I was thinking the same thing.
36 what? Minutes, what? But not 36 rounds.
He meant minutes. Fight have you watched?
But you guys got to, realistically, you got to take into consideration, not everybody that's a heavyweight is Mr. Big Chest.
Well, that's
so
true.
Big Chest might be able to hold his own.
Mr. Big Chest has the durability to go 36 rounds. He's got all the smoke you want. Just, oh, you got, what? Bro, you're crazy. You're a crazy man.
What's next? So, like, Nene going to one name? He's going to officially change his name to Mr. Big Chest so he has to, during intros?
I swear to God.
Wide receiver number 84, Mr. Big Chest.
From now on, if you guys call him Antonio Brown, I'm going to act like I don't know who you're talking about. If you don't call him Mr. Big Chest, I have no idea who you're talking about, at least on this show.
It better not be Antonio Brown from now on.
And if you
we're
going
to respect
video?
Him and his wishes to be called Mr. Big Chest. Also, I want y'all to call me Heavy Penis from now on. Just
that will never
that's
happen.
That's not going to happen.
Never happen.
You guys got to respect my wishes. All right, maybe not.
Look, HP. You just slow your roll.
All
okay?
these demands.
Yeah.
No, you. By the end of the day, I deserve to be called this.
Look, HP, just you weird. Just slow down over there. Okay?
That is just so weird. Mr. Big Chest, where does...
I have no idea. That's just one of those things. And like, literally, the next...
The whole
next,
thing is
he's
just crazy
so, I was going to say, he's not... I wouldn't be opposed... That would not surprise me if he just decided to change his name to Mr. Big Chest.
At like Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, so you got to put it on the back of the jersey.
I mean, this isn't the XFL, but it would be great if he decides to legally change his name to Big Chest.
Yeah.
And that's what's on the back of his jersey.
Now, with
in
all the things that we just said,
God,
and all the things
amazing.
We're talking about just happened recently. The other thing that makes this not conducive to a trade where the Steelers are going to get anything back,
yeah.
he still has a track record in the last 6 months to a year of off the field activities as well, yeah. both with the law and the team. That's telling you, yeah,
avoid.
Yeah, either that or I'm going to take a low risk, high reward situation if I can give you a fifth or a sixth.
Yeah.
And I still got to pay you a large amount of money? Yeah, I'm not giving you more than that.
I'm going to say this as well to everybody out there listening. If you call this show or you text this show and ask if the Texans should go and get Antonio Brown, you're banned. I never want to hear from you again. Ever, ever, ever. Don't even bring that up. It's the dumbest. It is the dumbest question that you that would have been asked of this show in 2+ years.
Even if they
don't
call you HP?
It. Don't. Well, maybe.
See? That's what I thought. One in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. Coming up next, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Save big money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today. Save.